Harry's Game by Andy Hamilton, starring Annette Crosby as Edith, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Andy Hamilton as Satan.
That's it. Now you give your Uncle Scumspawn a smile. Good boy. Who's got lovely dimples?
Yes, Scumspawn. I do not like to see one of my demons tickling a mortal. It's embarrassing, all right?
It's only a baby, sire. It's true what they say about babies, isn't it? Look, see? They do all look like Winston Churchill, don't they?
Well, they do if you stick a cigar in their gob. Yeah, I mean, take it out, yeah? And the Homburg looks stupid as well.
I just thought it would make a funny photo for my album.
Your album?
Yes, lots of photos of the little fella. So that once this mistake is ironed out and he's no longer here in hell, then I'd have something to remember him by. Not that I could ever forget little Satan Jr.
For the last time, Satan Jr. is not a good name for a baby, okay? For a start, it gives the impression that I'm his dad. Might make it hard for him to make friends when he goes to nursery. And secondly, why are you writing all this down, Edith?
For your biography. I thought it would make an interesting chapter. How Satan dealt with the arrival of a baby in hell.
Oh, right.
How are you going to deal with it?
Well, it shouldn't be my problem to deal with, should it? I mean, it's clearly someone else's cock-up. The Almighty should take responsibility, really. I mean, he's the top man. Hmm. I mean, if God had any sense of dignity, he'd resign, you know? But he's always been a buck passer, hasn't he, Scumspawn? Eh?
Well, he certainly believes in a culture of blame, sir.
Oh, yeah, tell me about it, yeah. Hey, do you remember when he accidentally decapitated John the Baptist and then blamed it on Salome?
Yeah. Oh, yes, that was embarrassing. Yeah, yeah.
God accidentally decapitated John the Baptist?
Yeah, he was showing off. Zapping lightning bolts hither and thither, then John stepped unexpectedly to his left and wallop. Pandemonium. God had all the angels whizzing around, desperately trying to blue-tack the head back on. There was... It was too late, you know. So he spread this rumour about Salome asking for John's bonds as a buffet. Yeah. See, that's always God's default position, isn't it, Scumspawn?
Yeah, yeah.
If in doubt, blame the woman. There was Eve, Delilah, Jezebel, Sandra.
There is no Sandra in the Bible.
There was, but that scroll got edited out for being too raunchy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Sandra was Cain's manipulative girlfriend. Slept with his brother, Abel, just to make him jealous. Then Abel... Well, it all got out of hand, basically.
Someone, somewhere, has to take responsibility for this child's fate.
Well, the angel Gabriel said that if I could trace the baby's parents, then maybe he can arrange for him to be returned to the land of the living.
Well, that would be perfect. What are you waiting for?
Something to go on. I mean, we haven't the vaguest clue as to this child's origins. I mean, I think he might... possibly be English, but...
Well, why do you say that, sir?
Well, he's got that expression of resigned bewilderment, but... although that could just be him trying to focus. I don't know, you know.
He turned up in a basket, didn't he? That might give us something. Yeah. What about the blue romper suit he's wearing?
You could circulate my baby photo, sir. That might jog someone's memory.
Well, not really. I mean, all babies look the same, don't they? There really should be some sort of labelling. They should be born with a barcode on their arse or something. Then these kind of problems wouldn't arise, would they? Wait a second. That gives me an idea, Scumspawn.
You're not going to put a barcode on his arse, are you?
Yeah. No, of course not. Who, Scumspawn?
Well, it's just you did once tattoo the whole Rudyard Kipling's if onto Thomas's backside.
Yeah, but that was just so I'd have something to read while I was filling his bowels with hornets. That's a different thing entirely. Where the hell is Thomas, by the way?
Oh, he's just taking the dog for a nice walk.
A nice walk? This is hell, not the bloody Cotswolds.
Well, Scamp needs walking, sire. He's a very active dog.
You see, that's another divine cock-up, isn't it, eh? How can a dog be sent to hell? A dog is not a moral being. It's just a creature with a mouth at one end and a penis at the other. It's just like Russell Brand, only... Only without the flair for publicity. I mean...
Did you mention Scamp's puzzling arrival to the angel Gabriel?
Yes, yeah, he said he'd look into it, but he's a very lazy angel. Yeah, that's why he never got beyond grade two on the harp.
So, what was your idea about how to identify the baby?
My idea? Oh, OK, go and fetch some scissors, Scumspawn, will you? They're in my bits and pieces drawer. Don't run with them, though.
Your wish is my command.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't say that. Makes me feel I'm in a panto. Which in a way I am, I suppose. A pantomime that is never going to end. Mind you, most pantos feel like that.
This little chap is smiling at you.
Oh. Humans tend not to smile when they see me. Well, apart from Oliver Reed, he smiled. But that was only because he got the DTs and he thought I was a talking cow.
Well, I tell you, I've seen some good-natured babies in my time, but this little fella takes the biscuit. Nothing seems to bother him, look. He's been sick all down his front, and he just thinks it's funny.
Yep, definitely English.
They're funny babies, aren't they, Edith? Why does he keep staring at his hands?
Well, that's about the development of perception. He can't be much more than 6 weeks old, so he's still working out where he ends and the real world begins.
And supposing he never worked out where he ends and the real world begins?
Well, then he'd grow up to be Geoffrey Archer.
No, what I mean is, well, no one ever grows in hell. You arrive at the age you were when you expired, and you stay that age for all eternity. That's why hell is mostly populated by bewildered geriatrics saying, now what did I come in here for? So in theory, little Satan Jr. will never develop beyond this stage. He'll be a tiny baby forever.
What a sad notion.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, that can't be allowed to happen, can it?
No, you're right. My prince will find a solution. Satan's never let me down before.
Didn't he lead you into a rebellion that got you banished from heaven?
Oh, yes, but that's easily done. Hello, Scamp. Did you enjoy your little walk?
Well, I did, apart from the bit where we got chased by Saladin and his army.
What?
Yeah, you got a mass breakout in the medieval pits there, mate.
Oh, no, not another one.
Oh, yeah, the demons are trying to round them up, but it's bedlam. There are crusaders and Saracens knocking the crap out of each other. Plague victims stumbling around demanding compensation, rival minstrels succumbing to loot rage. I wouldn't want to be in your hooves when Satan sees all that.
Oh, I better go and sort it all out. Here, you hold the baby.
But, hang on, wait. Oh, God, wait. I expect you'd like to hold the baby, wouldn't you, Edith? You being a lady, because ladies like holding babies, don't they? More than men do, on average, as a rule.
Why are you holding him like that? He's a baby, not a bomb.
Exactly, you see, I'm not doing it right. That's why you should hold him. Here, you hold him.
You're scared of him, aren't you?
Don't be absurd.
You are. You're scared of babies.
Why would I be scared of babies? A baby is like a tiny, tiny cripple.
I don't know. It's a puzzle. I mean, you had children. Didn't you ever hold them when they were babies?
Of course not. We had staff.
All right, Scamp. It's okay. What's going on out there? Aidez-moi!
Who are you? Get out! These are our quarters, as designated by Satan himself, so sling you! Bite her, Scamp. Bite her!
Oh, for God's sake, calm down, man. You could see a poor woman is distressed. Are you all right, dear?
You are English?
Yes, we're English.
Good. Then I can take my revenge. Come in.
Hello there, gorgeous.
I prefer to be addressed as Home Secretary.
Of course you do, because this is your gaff, isn't it? The Home Office, your kingdom. And you are its beautiful queen.
Oh, stop.
Now, I'm sorry to interrupt your highly important work, Home Secretary, but as you can observe, I am a 6'2", blonde-haired, blue-eyed Adonis in an Armani suit who needs some quality time with a you.
Well, I am very busy. I've got to draft a ministerial statement on the latest evictions on the X Factor.
This won't take a moment. I am from an influential think tank, and I've got a brilliant idea for keeping tabs on all those feral children who are roaming our streets. Mm. Why don't we secretly keep a massive central database which has all the DNA details of every baby born in this country? Isn't that a great idea?
Wait
a second. You mean you've already had that idea? That is incredible. Not only are you gorgeous, you are also a genius.
Thank you kind, sir.
So this brilliant database of yours, if I had a lock of a baby's hair, like, say, this one, for example, I could do a DNA profile and identify the baby?
In principle, yes. All the data is on a hard disk.
Well, listen, is there any chance I could possibly access that disk? I mean, I'd need the Home Secretary to approve that, presumably. Please don't look at me with those eyes. I feel I'm drowning in them.
Well, I suppose I could give you permission. I mean, technically, I should know who you are before I hand over confidential information about millions of citizens. But I think that's just a guideline.
So I can have the disc?
Yes.
When?
Just as soon as somebody hands it in.
Hands it in?
Yes, it's probably on a train or in a pub car park or somewhere. It'll turn up sooner or later, and it usually does. Someone will hand it in to the BBC. People are very good like that.
You've lost the personal details of millions of citizens.
Well, I didn't lose them. It was one of my officials. There was a party, got rat-arsed, set off for the last train to Godalming, woke up half-naked in a skip in Watford. We've all done it. Now tell me about my eyes again.
All I'm saying is that it is absurd for you to want to hurt us just because we happen to be English and you happen to be Joan of Arc.
So, you know who I am?
Well, the white suit of armour was a bit of a clue, and the page boy haircut, and the...
Scorched eyebrows?
I think it's best if I handle this, Thomas, given that tact is required. I wrote a book about you. I'm an historian.
What did you say in this book about me? Did you say that the English accused me of witchcraft and burnt me at the stake?
Oh, come on, that was hundreds of years ago. You need to move on.
Well, then, I shall set fire to you and see how quickly you move on.
You can't harm me. I'm holding a baby.
Oh, for God's sake, man, you can't use a baby as a human shield.
That's what they said last time.
See, this is why I hate the English. I remember how they laughed as they surrounded me with faggots and set fire to them.
Oh, great, so now we're homophobic as well. Anything else you'd like to accuse us of?
I really think you should let me handle this.
This little doggy is English as well, I think.
Why'd you say that?
He has an expression of resigned bewilderment.
You can't hurt Scamp. He's done nothing to you.
I shall do as I please, English murderer!
Yes, it was, in fact, your own people, the French, who handed you over to the English.
They were from Burgundy. They were not real French people. They did not even shrug their shoulders to express indifference.
Yes, but they were the real reason you met your untimely death at the age of 19. Only...
Only what?
Well, it's just that you don't look 19. You look older. Quite a bit older.
I have aged.
Nobody ages in hell. I don't understand. According to all the contemporary historical accounts, you were 19.
Listen, every woman lies about her age, all right? I was trying to make it in a man's world. And you know what men are like. Once you're past 30, you might as well be invisible.
So how old were you when you died?
47. But I had good skin.
I cannot believe this level of incompetence.
Oh, come on, this is the Home Office.
Yeah, but...
Now then, handsome, why don't you just sprawl yourself across my desk and
I'll... Wait a second. It's only the disk that's been lost. Presumably the data is still in the computer.
In theory, yes, but we have just modernised the system.
Modernised?
Yes.
That means screwed up, doesn't it?
Well, there are always teething problems with any new system, but what we've invested in is a state-of-the-art computer that is harmonising our database to provide a more efficient service at the point of delivery going forward.
It's not working, is it?
It's in a transitional phase between working and not working. But we have learnt lessons from the whole experience, and it is now official government policy not to buy IT systems from passing gypsies. Now then, my cherry-ripe lips are waiting for your...
Do you realise, Home Secretary, that because of your appalling mismanagement, an innocent child may now be doomed to languish in hell forever?
Well, obviously, it would be wrong for me to comment on a particular case, but... if you send me the details, I'll make sure that the relevant middle-ranking official resigns. Where are you going?
You have wasted my time and yours, Home Secretary. Now, get back to your official duties, and for God's sake, remember that you are elected to serve the interests of your people. And put your top back on.
So, what you're telling me is that the Maid of Orleans was really the menopausal woman of Orleans.
Correct. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must take my revenge, starting with this dog.
Stop it, Edith. The mad cow's going to hurt Scamp.
Again, not helpful.
I was not mad.
Oh, come on, you heard voices.
Well, you hear voices.
Yes, but mine are normal ones. Warning me about my enemies. Hers were dead saints. Weird or what?
I made the voices up. Listen, I was leading an army of men. Men do not like taking orders from a woman. I would say charge, and they would stand there like lemons. But if I pretended to have a fit and said, St. Michael says charge, then they would do it. It was maddening.
Oh, I know. Men are so useless, aren't they? It was the same when I was made head of department.
Well, it's like we are from Venus and they...
When you're out in the car with them...
Edith, won't listen,
just
they
a little reminder, Edith. She's holding us prisoner and she has a big sword.
That is a very smiley baby.
Yes, he's a cheerful little chap.
May I hold the baby?
Oh, yeah, right. And leave myself defenceless. You must think I was born...
Thomas... I really think you should let Joan hold the baby.
Why?
Because, as you said, ladies like babies. Babies calm them down.
Oh, I see. Here you are, Joan.
Hello, my little one. What is a baby doing in hell?
We don't know.
He reminds me of my children.
Your children. But according to the... There's no point in finishing this sentence, is there?
Who's a little angel? You are.
So how many children did you have?
Seven. But don't get me wrong. The kids were great, but you know how it is. After 30 years as a mom and a housewife, I thought I need to do something more with my life.
So you decided to wage war on the English?
Well, it was either that or do a course in aromatherapy. I could see that France needed me. We had a king who was convinced that he was made out of glass. And it's very difficult to show royal leadership if you are constantly shrieking, "Don't breathe on me, you will cause smears."
Well, if it's any consolation, the English were eventually forced out of France.
I knew it. It was our destiny. And did France become a great warrior nation that was never beaten in battle again?
I like your armor.
Good evening and welcome to Crime Watch. Tonight we have with us Detective Inspector Phil Murgatroyd of the Metropolitan Police, who is standing in for our usual police presenter, Detective Sergeant Barry Thompson, as Barry has had an unfortunate accident. Is that right, Inspector Murgatroyd?
I'm afraid so, Kirsty. Yes, not many minutes ago, as he was walking into this studio, Barry was the victim of an unprovoked impact from a falling piano.
A falling piano?
Just one of the many dangers that police officers face every day of their working lives, Kirsty.
And where on earth did this piano come from?
Boozy and Hawks.
Right. Well, thank you for stepping in at such short notice, Inspector Murgatroyd.
No problem, Kirsty.
Now, first up, a vicious raid on a rural post office by three armed raiders. Talk us through this particularly nasty crime.
Well, Kirsty, the rural post office was raided at lunchtime on Wednesday, the 5th of July. And obviously there are two key questions. One, who were these masked raiders? And two, how did they manage to find a rural post office? So once again, viewers, we need your help.
And do we have any photographic evidence, Inspector Murgatroyd?
Indeed we do, Kirsty. Take a good look at this photo, viewers. Do you recognise this baby? Last seen wearing a blue romper suit, possibly from Baby Gap.
And this baby is relevant to the investigation in what way, Inspector?
I am not at liberty to divulge that information, Kirsty, for operational reasons of an ongoing nature.
But just to reassure the viewers, this baby isn't in any danger.
No, he's quite safe. We merely need to know his identity. So, take a good look at this photograph of him. Ignore the cigar, that's just someone mucking about. Now, does he look familiar to you? If so, please contact the number being displayed at the bottom of your screens right now.
But presumably the main priority of your investigation, Inspector, is to identify the raiders.
Oh, absolutely, Kirsty, yes. Now, here are photo fits of the men in question. Do you recognise them? We need to catch these dangerous individuals. And what about this photograph? Do you recognise this dog? Again, ignore the cigar.
Excuse me, what is exactly going on here?
May I just say, Kirsty, that you have lovely eyes and that you present this programme much better than Fiona Bruce ever did?
I am not falling for that hooey.
No, of course not, Kirsty. I can see you're far too intelligent a woman to be taken in by flattery.
Oh, stop it.
So, let's take a look at these photos again. The baby and the dog.
Wait a second. My producer has just told me in my ear that the Metropolitan Police have no Detective Inspector Murgatroyd on their records.
Well, they've probably lost the disc. Now, it is very important that we identify...
But somebody call security!
Don't touch me! Do not touch me or you'll regret it.
Who the devil are you?
Right words, wrong order. Okay, viewers, brace yourselves, because I'm going to disappear in some demonic smoke. Don't have nightmares.
Oh, my God!
It's okay, Kirsty. We're no longer live. We've gone to continuity.
That was scary. He's right, though. I am much better than Fiona Bruce.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques. What is this baby's name?
We don't know. Strictly for the time being, he's known as Satan Junior.
This is not a good name for a child. People will want to burn him.
Oh, no one gets burned at the stake anymore. We have the tabloids.
Someone's coming.
It's only me. I've managed to herd everyone back into the pit, apart from Joan of...
She's been threatening us. Punish her.
Oh, leave her alone. She's fine.
She's holding the baby. Is that a good idea? She's a mad woman.
No, she's not.
Didn't she claim she heard voices?
Yes, but that was just a career move.
Oh.
Well, that was the biggest waste of my time since I phoned in those millions of votes for John Sargent. I tell you, it was... What the hell is going on here, Scunsport?
Well, don't blame him. I can explain. You see, what happened was that Joan of Arc burst in and took us hostage, seeking revenge against the English. Then Thomas tried to use the baby as a human shield until Joan of Arc took the baby and then Scumspawn returned to find the baby being lullabied by a legendary medieval saint.
Oh, that old story.
And then you came back.
Yeah, I know that bit. Okay, Joan, listen. Gently hand the baby over to Scumspawn. There's a good girl.
Life is so unfair!
For the last time, life isn't unfair, you're just French. Now, you hand the baby over, go on, head back to your pit, and we'll pretend this whole sorry incident never happened.
Au revoir, Rosbiffs.
Well, that was a rather humbling experience. I don't think I got a single fact right in that book about her.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. It's the contemporary accounts that are the problems for you historians. You see, they're mostly third-hand gossip. For instance, Samuel Pepys was nowhere near the Great Fire in London. Heard some blokes talking about it in a toilet in Scunthorpe. Similarly, the Bayeux Tapestry is riddled with inaccuracies about many of the events in 1066 that led up to the Battle of Chingford.
Scamp's certainly excited to see you, my prince.
Once again, he seems to have confused me with a portaloo, doesn't he? I'm sorry, but this dog has got to go.
Why don't I take Scamp for another walk? Get him out from under everyone's hooves.
All right, but you're not enjoying these dog walks, are you, Thomas?
Good grief, no. No, whatever gave you that idea? No. I'd much rather be staying here with you, filling my bowels with hornets.
Oh, I see. Well, look, you take him for a walk.
Right.
And I'll fill your bowels with hornets. That way you don't miss out, eh?
Cheers. Oh, come on, boy. Ah.
So, did you have any luck, my liege, at identifying little Satan Jr.?
For the last time, Scumspawn, you can't give him that name, or any name, because if you give him a name, then...
Then what, sir?
Then you'll get attached to him. And that'll just make it harder for you when he has to leave. And I don't want you getting upset because, well, there's always so much cleaning up to do afterwards.
So the baby will be leaving then? You've tracked down his parents?
No, I did not. I mean, I did my best. I flirted with the Home Secretary. God, that was demeaning. I can still feel her hand on my arse. Then I launched an appeal for information on Crime Watch. In an edition which I suspect the Daily Mail will claim raises yet more issues about the BBC and trust.
Not too loud, please, Master. The little fella's nodding off.
Yeah, it's doing my head in.
Let's put you in your little basket.
I'm so frustrated and angry.
You really need to calm down.
I will not calm down. I've been busting a gut, attempting mission friggin' impossible with not one tiny iota of information to go on.
Look, there's an address written on this basket.
What?
Just on the inside there, see? 88 Albert Road, London, SW11 4TF. Oh, I'm surprised I didn't spot that earlier, really.
I did ask you to check inside the basket.
Yes, I know, my prince, and I did. Sometimes you just can't see for looking, can you? Sorry about that. Still, spotted it in the end, so all's well that ends well. Are you all right, sir? Your nostrils seem to be flaring a bit there.
Do they? Is the baby asleep?
Oh, not quite.
Maybe you should just turn him to face the wall.
Do you think he'll sleep better on his side?
No, I just don't think he should see what's about to happen.
Old Harry's Game featured Andy Hamilton as Satan, Jimmy Mulville as Thomas, Robert Duncan as Scumspawn, and Annette Crosby as Edith, with Jan Ravens and Felicity Montague. The programme was written by Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.